You're listening to SBS News.
Jay, who has requested we change his name, fled to Australia from Hong Kong last year. He spent months on the front lines of pro-democracy protests in 2019, many of which led to violent confrontations with police. Now he's facing the possibility of up to 10 years in prison after being charged with rioting and has fled here.
It was a very urgent decision, and my parents were told just 10 hours before the flight. And my mum and I have never cried like that before.
Jay says he felt he had no choice but to leave because he has no confidence in the Hong Kong judicial system.
I don't think we are committing the riots. And the other reason is that I think we will not get a fair trial in Hong Kong. I think the legal system is destroying by the government and CCP.
The concept of Hong Kongers seeking asylum is a relatively new phenomenon, as for decades the city was a place people fled to rather than from. But Beijing's growing control of the city, highlighted by the recent introduction of a national security law, which Beijing's parliament says is necessary to tackle terrorism and separatism, has led many in Hong Kong fearing the end of the freedoms guaranteed under the One Country, Two Systems principle. Anthony Dapperan is a lawyer and an author of two books about Hong Kong protests.
Many of them, they can see, in a way, the writing on the wall. They can see their fellow protesters going through this process. They know that they are going to face the same trial process in what has clearly become a politicized justice system, at least in terms of their cases. And it makes sense if they have the resources and the ability for them to try and flee. Absolutely. I'm not surprised at all.
SBS News can reveal in the 6 months to April at least 62 people from Hong Kong have applied for onshore protection visas in Australia. Taiwan and Canada have also emerged as favoured destinations for Hong Kongers seeking asylum. These applications are assessed rigorously in Australia, but Principal Solicitor Sarah Dow from the Refugee Advice and Casework Service says Hong Kong protesters stand a good chance.
In all instances, it's a case-by-case assessment, but seeking protection on the grounds of a political opinion or an imputed political opinion or persecution feared because of an involvement in politics is absolutely a ground to seek asylum in Australia.
Asylum claims could further strain already rocky ties with Beijing following recent disputes over exports and international students after Australia's calls for an independent investigation into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. Ben Bland is a research fellow at the Lowy Institute.
This is certainly another prickly issue in the relationship at a time when there's many problems. If you think about it from Beijing's perspective, on the one hand, they'll be quite glad to see young troublemakers, as they view them, leaving Hong Kong, leaving China. But on the other hand, I think it's a bit of a blow to China's reputation to have political refugees fleeing from Hong Kong, which was meant to be this great success story after it was returned to China in 1997.
For Jay, who is currently on a bridging visa, he holds on to the hope of a fresh start in Australia.
Australia is a nice place. People are respectful. And most importantly, this is a democracy.